This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Ramya Muth and Kelly McDonald, hosts of Kelly and Company. Ram, stop pulling at your ear. I know you're doing that. There's no cockroach. Bill's just bugging
Not
you.
Not yet. There might be other bugs he didn't mention.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, beetles. Yeah, exactly.
What else crawls in there? And mostly,
centipedes.
Why? Oh, geez. That'd be a lot of tap dancing going on in your head all at once.
Yep.
Boy, if it's a centipede.
Yeah.
Or a millipede.
Won't even make it to the other side of my head.
Well, you know, you hear those things because somebody was recently, I read an item and they were dispelling the whole spiders we swallow, the this, and the, why would a spider crawl into your mouth willingly? And all these things it was saying, well, why is a cockroach going in somebody's ear?
Yeah, it happens, people. Don't doubt it.
I mean, Rum, if it, you know, was an in-tune cockroach and could at least sing in tune or hum or buzz in tune. Okay.
Do they even do that?
Oh, I don't think I'd want it doing that. That would
concerned.
Drive you just, oh my goodness. It would just keep it up. I'm trying to sleep. Could you please? Be like that mother's, your mother's bird over there at the house.
Yeah.
folks, we're joined by Alicia Yardley from AMI's Human Resources Development Department. I like adding the development part, even though it's really just Human Resources, Alicia. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. And just a quick note on, the centipede thing. I have been scared of centipedes ever since I was six. Woke up to have one in my hair.
Ew.
Oh, God.
Coming in right after the break was very traumatizing for me, Ramya. Thank you.
Sorry about that. Sorry. I was just throwing out things that I was scared of. I didn't know it would be, you know.
we could start a club.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's why I said that Bill was just bugging you guys. Did you feel it in your hair, or did it actually take you going and somebody, what is that? That's what I hate. What is that?
I woke up and I felt something in my hair and I went, oh, what is that? And I look over and I had never seen one before. And I just see this long brown insect walking down my hair. And I don't remember it, but according to my mother, you could have heard my scream like halfway around the world. So it was, it was pretty awful. And so now I don't even like looking at pictures of them. So,
and that was the scream before the faint. That's why
That's
you just
it.
Don't
exactly.
remember any of it, right? Oh,
exactly.
All right. Well, I don't think it would have given you a reference, but we're going to talk about that today on the program. Well, maybe. You want a loud scream, go see this later. As a candidate, when we're talking references, how do I choose references?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a reference can really be any of the people that you've worked with or who has been a teacher, an instructor. Common references that I've seen or have used in my own life, former managers or supervisors, a former coworker, even a former project manager when I've worked really closely with a project manager on a project. Even if you have managed somebody, having one of your direct reports be your reference. I do get the question a lot, you know, if I don't have any references or I haven't worked in a lot of places, what do I do? That's really easy. Maybe ask a former teacher, a former professor, maybe a mentor, connections from places you might have volunteered, or even a character reference, you know, somebody that you know who can say, you know, that you're reliable, you're punctual, you know, what kind of great personality traits you have. A lot of employers will accept that as long as you have a couple of other professional or academic references.
Okay, that's good. It really expands the kind of some of the scopes that we might have already been looking at for references. How about the asking part, Alicia? Okay, so you know the kind of references you need. Now, how do we go about communicating with someone about wanting them for your reference?
Yeah, that's a good question. And that can be a really intimidating part of getting a reference. What I like to do, if I know my reference really well, I might pick up the phone and call them, text them. If it's somebody that I haven't maybe worked for in a while or worked with in a while, I might send them a friendly email. I might ask them to speak on the phone, or say I'm applying for X position. You know, this is why I think I'd be a good fit. I'm wondering if you would be willing to be a reference for this particular role. Please let me know if you want to discuss further on the phone or if you want a copy of my resume as well. If the reference gets back to me and says, yeah, I'd love to be your reference, I always will send a copy of my resume. But just, it doesn't need to be a big song and dance, just, you know, a nice email, friendly email. Again, if you haven't spoken to the person in a little bit, maybe just remind them how you know them, because some managers, you know, if it was like 10 years ago, they might not fully remember everything about you. And don't be offended if they don't fully remember you. You know, it really depends on the reference. So yeah, just a friendly email, offer to talk on the phone about it further. If you want, offer to send your resume, say why you think you would be a good fit for the role, because the reference, you know, wants to kind of get a sense of what you're doing and why you're going for that position.
Yeah. You don't want them to kind of vaguely remember you. All right. You want me to give you a reference? Didn't I fire you? You want to be sure? No. I'm the guy. Remember, you gave us the retirement cake. I just want a little part-time gig here. Should I ask for the reference letters? And if so, what should the letters say?
Yeah, and you know what? The community is fairly divided. The HR community is divided on whether reference letters are sufficient. It really depends on the organization. For me, I don't always love seeing a reference letter as a first choice, because I want to be able to speak to that person live and kind of make sure I am actually speaking to the reference. However, if somebody says, you know, I do have a reference letter, you know, would that suffice? I will accept it. Some organizations will take a reference letter right off the hop. It really depends on, you know, if they want to build the relationship with that reference, or, you know, kind of get to hear them speaking live.
Because some jobs seem to take, they almost, I don't want to say require it, but it's that preferred. There are certain jobs where you'll hear that, well, I had my reference letters or put them in. Other jobs, like you say, they're not interested. The bulk of jobs, they're not necessarily interested. They want to talk to someone.
Exactly. What I would do, there's never a harm in mentioning if you do have reference letters. If you're going forward in your job search, I wouldn't advise asking for a letter specifically. I would say if you're working somewhere or you're volunteering somewhere, saying to your manager or your colleague, whoever you want to be a reference, hey, would it be okay if I used you as my reference? Would I be able to, you know, keep your email and your phone number for future job opportunities if I use you as a reference? That's how I might approach it. But if you've already got reference letters, there is never a harm in asking the prospective employer if you can submit it.
Okay. What if I do, or what do I do if someone says that they're not able to be my reference? I mean, the first feeling is, oh, I'm crushed. This person doesn't want to be my reference. But, you know, there are reasons why some people may not be able to do it at the time you ask them, right?
Absolutely. You know, I'll give you a firsthand example. When I was applying for this job, actually, the job I'm in now at AMI, one of my references, it had been a little bit too long since she had worked with me. And so she said that she didn't feel comfortable at that point in time giving me a reference. I said, no problem. The worst thing you can do is argue and go, well, why won't you? I want it. I need you as a reference, because then it's just like it blows up.
Now they're just going to write you a bad reference letter. Yeah,
exactly. And nobody wants that. So, you know, what I did in that situation, personally, I understood. I mean, it had been a few years. I actually went to a colleague of mine at my current role and said, hey, would you be my reference? And she was more than happy to do it. So please don't take it personally. It 9 times out of 10 just means that they don't fully remember you. They don't feel comfortable enough speaking to your specific skills and experience. And you don't want somebody that's going to be very vague when they're giving you that reference.
Yeah, so, because they could hurt you without meaning to.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And you know what? I have been in those situations being a reference myself for somebody when I didn't feel comfortable enough speaking to all of their attributes. So in those situations, I, as the reference, asked for more information from the candidate just in case. But, you know, you don't want to catch somebody off guard. So don't take it personally. Be polite. And then just remember, you know, things happen for a reason. Probably you're better off getting another reference anyway. So just thank them, move on, you know, and don't say, well, I'm never going to talk to you again. You can still be, you know, professional and polite.
Yeah, because they'll say, really? Is that all it took?
Yeah, now, exactly.
On the other hand, let's look at it adversely. As a reference, how do I deal with a reference request from somebody?
So I think in that situation, be honest about whether you feel comfortable being that person's reference. So if you, again, if you don't really remember them, you can't really speak to them, or maybe even if you don't want to hurt the person's feelings, just honesty is the best policy. Diplomacy, saying, I don't really feel comfortable. Would you feel comfortable asking another person? If you feel like you would give a negative reference, absolutely don't. And this does happen, I'm afraid. I haven't seen it, but you know, you hear stories through the grapevine sometimes. Don't give a negative reference to hurt somebody or prevent them. And I can't believe I have to actually give that out as advice. Right. But yeah, just, it's not helpful. You know, just say no, be polite, be diplomatic. You know, when somebody's applying for jobs, it's a really stressful time for them too. And so this might be their dream job. So you don't want to hurt feelings. If you're not able to, just be honest. And if you want to, and if you can, then that's great. And so ask them for a copy of their resume if they haven't given it to you. You know, speak to the HR professional or whoever's doing that reference check. Ask them any questions you might have, because, you know, maybe you want to know where they're applying. You might have additional details based on finding out the job they're going for, or a little bit more about the role. And to be honest with the interviewer or the reference checker about, you know, what that person's strengths are, and even a little bit about what their room for development might be, because they might genuinely be wondering, okay, how do I train this person up? Where are the places I might need to focus? So, you know, for example, if my boss was, you know, giving a reference for me saying, you know, Alicia is working on public speaking, you know, that's an honest thing that she could say, or I'm not going to bring my boss onto this call and give other things that I need development in. But, you know, just I like, usually the reference checker is asking because they genuinely want to know, like, how can we develop this person? Where are their areas for growth? So again, it's that honesty piece. And I think it's always helpful if you do have information after the reference call, ask for the reference checker's information in case you need to follow up. I have had referees email me after doing a reference check saying, you know, hey, after our call, I thought about it and I just wanted to say X, Y, and Z about this person because you asked me about their attention to detail and I forgot about this project. They really rocked. And that's all really good information. So getting that contact information as well is always helpful too. Wow. So yeah, honesty is the best policy. Be diplomatic and professional. Get that information when you need it. And, you know, as the candidate, don't take it personally when the reference says no. It's nothing. It's really nothing to do with you.
Okay. Alicia, we're just about out of time. The one thing I want to just add, it is very important, or not, it's a smart thing for you to say, can I, you know, see the resume, that kind of thing, because your name is in one way or another attached to that.
Absolutely. You know, the number of times, you know, I've called a reference, you know, in my decade of doing HR, and the reference will say, I barely remember this person. And it makes it really hard to do a good reference check because then I usually end up going back to the candidate and saying, this person didn't really remember you. So, yes. I think just always too much information sometimes is better. Like more is more in this kind of situation.
Alicia, fantastic. We'll talk to you next month on the program. We have Alicia Yardley on the program. She'll be back on the fourth Wednesday of the month to talk employment. Coming up next, during the finale of Big Brother Season 23, house guest and jury member Brittany D'Angelo revealed to her fellow house guests and to the millions of viewers watching that she had autism. We talk to her next about her goal of bringing more awareness to autism spectrum disorder.
Hello, I'm Sean Preece. Join me monthly for Sean of the Shed, where I introduce you to all the technology that can be so useful to us as blind or partially sighted people. Find Sean of the Shed wherever you find all your podcasts.